The main attraction at any amusement park is the thrill ride, and the scarier the better. Frankly, they've gotten way too scary for me. They're drop rides that take passengers 400 feet up in the air and then drop them in gut-wrenching 90-mile-an-hour free falls. Rocket coasters blast riders into the air at 128 miles an hour. But if you're looking for a truly terrifying ride, probably doesn't get much scarier than what writer B.J. Novak imagines. Here's a bit from his debut collection of short stories called One More Thing.
The almost legendary artist Christo was on the verge of completing a dream that he had held close through his entire career: to design an American roller coaster inspired by nothing less profound than life itself. Life, the ultimate roller coaster. Today was an important one for Christo. It was the day that he and his financiers would observe the reactions of the most consequential people who would ever ride the ride. The 12 persons selected at random for a small focus group. "All right, everyone," said Tom, the focus group leader. "What did people think?" "I didn't like all the ups and downs," said one. "I wanted more ups and downs," said two. "Why did the family part at the beginning end so abruptly?" asked three. "I hated the family part," said 10. "Also, why were there two of them?" asked four. "There was that track that took you out of the family at the beginning, and it was so exciting and sudden, but it lasted like 2 seconds and led you right to another part that ended up almost exactly the same as the first one." "It wasn't exactly the same," clarified five, "but yeah, it had a lot of the same dynamics." "Did people like certain parts of the ride more than others?" "I thought the first half was more fun, but the second half was more interesting," said 9. "Yeah," said 12. "Somehow in the second half, it felt like I was actually driving the car I was in, even though, of course, we were just along for the ride, same as always." "What should we call this roller coaster?" asked Tom. "Life," said 2. Everyone got quiet. "Yeah, life," said 8. Christo, watching behind the glass, nodded. "Monster," said 5. "Monster?" asked the focus group leader. "Yeah, monster. Monster sounds cool," said 4. "No," thought Christo. "Let's take a vote," said the focus group leader. "Monster it is." Christo was angry almost beyond the borders of the much surveyed powers of his own comprehension. Monster? He did not spend the last 19 years of his career dreaming that one day he might be remembered primarily as the designer of an amusement park roller coaster ride called Monster. But his dream was dead now, murdered by idiot whims, and there was nothing he could do about it anymore. "Oh well," thought Christo, "that's life."
And that's B.J. Novak, reading from his debut collection, One More Thing, Stories and Other Stories.